just to hear what the Lord's been saying to you, and to allow that experience and your reflections to lead us into a little time of worship before we talk about worship. Okay.
Yeah. I hope that what I say will come across in order, because sometimes I get a little bit waylaid and bits come here, bits come there. So I do apologise if it sounds a little bit jumbled up.
That's all right. Don't worry.
You've been listening too much to your minister.
But I am going to start off with that. Yes, over the last, it's really sort of started over the last few months since we've been in lockdown and we haven't been able to go anywhere. And before that point, I felt like I was going further and further away from God. But within this time, I've been able to have that time of prayer, worship, and reading the word as well, which has drawn me closer to God. And I've noticed things that God's doing in me that I didn't think I was ever going to be doing, like sharing with people and doing other bits and pieces that God's given on my heart to share, whether it be music, prayer, or just a few words of encouragement to other people. But over the last couple of weeks, I've been drawn to come back to the cross, because I know sometimes we tend to just look at the cross at Easter time. We don't really talk about it that much any other time of the year. It might come up, but what I'm trying to put across is that maybe that God is using this time to draw me back to the cross and think about, and also how thankful we all are for what he did on the cross and the price that he paid for each and every one of us, and the pain and blood that he shed for us all, and also a time that we can come to the cross to give all our worries, burdens, and to give everything to God. And also be set free from things that we didn't think would be revealed, so that we can have that better relationship with him, so we're cleansed from everything that we had in the past. And also he started to reveal things to me that have happened in the past that were deep and buried within me. And a scripture that has come to me and that I have shared with other people, and that is in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that sort of reflected right back, thinking, how can God really love me that much that he's done this for me? And how truly grateful I am for the price that Jesus paid on the cross. And I've also started to come to him more, come to the cross more, and thank him, and also give my burdens over to him and all my worries. I still struggle a little bit with it, but I am getting better at doing it. And the peace that I get afterwards of doing so, because also I find it difficult to trust people, and I find it difficult to say what I want to say because of past experiences. But I've come to learn and to know that God's not going to judge me for what I've done in the past, and that we can go to him with anything and he will forgive us our sins.
Brilliant, thank you. Did you just want to say that was really,
that was really
well articulated?
Yeah, I didn't say notice any lay-bys in it or a sign out.
I just prayed about it this morning, because I'm not very good at wording stuff, but just ask the Holy Spirit just to give me the right words to speak, and hopefully it will all come out in order.
It did come out in order, didn't it, guys? Did it all make sense to you, did it, Joseph, Laura? That all made sense, didn't it?
Yeah, it's like, it's what you're saying is familiar stuff, but the way you said it, it feels like we're quite refreshing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Laura. Mm.